Do you still refuse to do this for me? Of course I refuse. You have come to the wrong man. Go to some of your friends. Don't come to me. Alan, it was murder. I killed him. You don't know what he made me suffer. Murder? Good God, Dorian. Is that what you have come to? I will have nothing to do with it.
You must have something to do with it. Don't ask any more questions. I have told you too much already. But you must do this. We were friends once, Alan.
Don't speak of those days, Dorian. They are dead. They will hang me for this, Alan. Don't you understand? They will kill me for what I have done.
Campbell got up to leave.
I will not have anything to do with this.
You refuse?
Yes.
The same look of sadness came into Dorian Gray's eyes. Then he took a piece of paper and wrote something on it. He read it over and pushed it across the table. Then he got up and went over to the window. Campbell looked at him in surprise and picked up the paper. As he read it, his face went white and he fell back in his chair. After 2 or 3 minutes without speaking, Dorian came and stood next to him. I am very sorry for you, Alan, he said, putting his hand on his shoulder. But there is no other way. I have a letter written already. Here it is. You see the address. If you don't help me, I will send it. You know what will happen. But you are going to help me. It is impossible for you to refuse now.
Campbell put his face in his hands.
The thing is quite simple, Alan. It has to be done. Face it and do it.
A terrible sound came from Campbell's lips.
Come, Alan, you must decide now.
Alan paused for a moment.
Is there a fire in the room upstairs?
Yes, there is a gas fire.
I must go home and get some things.
No, Alan, you must not leave the house. Write out what you want, and my servant will get the things for you.
It was nearly 2 o'clock when the servant returned with an enormous wooden box filled with the things Campbell had asked for.
You can have the rest of the day to yourself, Francis.
Thank you, sir.
When the servant had left, the two men carried the box up the stairs. Dorian took out the key and turned it in the lock. Then he stopped, and Campbell saw that his eyes were full of tears.
I don't think I can go in, Alan, he said.
I don't need you, said Campbell coldly.
Dorian half opened the door. As he did so, he saw the face of the portrait staring in the sunlight. He remembered that the night before he had forgotten to cover the picture. He was about to rush forward when he saw something that made him jump back. There was blood on one of the hands in the portrait. How horrible it was! He hurried into the room, trying not to look at the dead man. Picking the curtain off the floor, he threw it over the picture. Then he rushed out of the room and down the stairs. It was long after 7 when Campbell came back into the library. He was quiet and white in the face, but very calm.
I have done what you asked me to do, he said. And now goodbye. Let us never see each other again.
You have saved me, Alan. I cannot forget that, said Dorian simply.
When Campbell had left, he went upstairs. There was a horrible smell in the room, but the thing that had been sitting at the table was gone.